The other day, Sharaji explained on three kinds of dana. Among the three kinds, there is abhaya dana, offering fearlessness, offering dreadlessness. And Sharaji explained about bhaya and vera. Bhaya means fear or dread. In Burmese, it is called something like danger. And vera means enmity. There are two kinds of enmity. Enmity in the form of unwholesomeness or defilements. And another one is enmity in the form of person or being. So among these two, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness or defilements, they are the nearest internal enmity. And the second type, enmity in the form of person or being, they are external. People face such kind of enmity only from time to time, so they are not so frightening. But it is the internal enmity which is most frightening. But people are taking some enmity which are not as frightening, but they take it as frightening. They are giving more priority to protect themselves from enmity which are not so frightening. That's why they are taking more time to have protection from the kind of enmity that is not so frightening. So they lose time to protect themselves from internal enmity, which is more frightening. And also they are very slow in order to have victory over the internal enmity. Indulging extreme form of lobha, dosa, moha, people end up committing misconduct such as killing, stealing, lying, taking intoxicants, and so on. So such bad deeds are one's own internal enmity. So if one cannot overcome such internal enmity, there will be vera. One will not be free from enmity, and thus one will also be having enmity in the form of person. So one will also be having enemy by not being free from internal enmity. So in this way, people will face danger. So if one cannot be free from enmity, danger, and fear, one will become a dusila, a virtueless person, or a person who is void of morality. So their life will lack happiness or benefit, and their life will be a total loss, or their life will be very bad. So today, Sharaji will explain that by being free from bhaya and vera, the person will be a virtuous person, a person who possesses morality, and the person will get to a good place. So the nature of people is sukha kama. They like happiness and well-being. They want happiness and well-being. And dukkha patikula, they dislike or they hate suffering. So, in which do the sufferings root in? In Pali, it is said that sakala mita satana vata dukha kilesa mulaka. It means that 100% of the sufferings are caused by kilesa defilements. So 100% of sufferings are rooted in kilesa defilements. So especially the gross, medium, and refined form of defilements are cause for suffering. So in the text, it is said that kilesa namete pavati dukha ayatensa dukha hetu buddha. So kilesa defilements torment the persons who are not free from these defilements. So these defilements torment the beings so that beings encounter suffering. And these kilesa defilements are burning just like fire. So just like fire leaves the fuel dirty and black, in the same way, beings or people who have kilesa defilements will be suffering. So these defilements will leave the person polluted in the mind. So if the person has less kilesa, less defilements, the person will suffer less. If the person has a lot of kilesa defilements, the person will suffer more. So when people want things, they suffer by not getting what they want. And if they are looking for these things, searching and working for these things in unlawful way, they will end up doing misconduct, and such misconduct can also lead to more suffering. So that's why kilesa defilements are burning like fire. Just like fire is very hot, one cannot go close to the fire because it is hot, and ordinary fire, they leave ashes and charcoal. In the same way, kilesa defilements leave the mind polluted and dirty. And because of these disturbance of these kilesa defilements, the mind become dirty, polluted, and weak. So that's why these kilesa defilements are very inferior and bad. At the time of arising of these kilesa defilements, these defilements torture the person. And when the person indulges in these kilesa defilements, they end up committing misconduct such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, taking intoxication, and so on. So committing such misconduct, because of the person's bad volition, the person will suffer as a resultant. So in this present life also, the person will encounter danger of fear and dread. The person will be afraid that his or her misdeed will be revealed to others. And also, the person will have danger or fear of being criticized by others or being punished by law. So these are the bad consequences that can happen in this present life. And due to bad volition, the person will be reborn in lower existences. So That's why these defilements torment the people, torment the person, so that the person is left polluted and dirty and weak. So these defilements are cause of suffering. 100% of suffering are caused by kilesa defilements. So you can compare your own experience as well as you can compare with what is happening in the surrounding, and you will find out that it is right. So everyone dislike suffering. Everyone wants happiness. So if one wants to be well and happy, free from suffering, one needs to abandon and remove kilesa defilements. There are three stages of kilesa defilements. The first one is vitekama kilesa, transgressive form of kilesa, which manifests in body and speech. And the second type is priyutana kilesa. This priyutana kilesa is obsessive form of defilements that manifests in the mind. So it does not manifest in body or speech, but it manifests in the mind, wanting to kill, wanting to steal, wanting to have sexual misconduct. So the kind of kilesa that manifests in the mind is priyutana kilesa, obsessive form of kilesa. And the third one is anusya kilesa, latent or dormant form of kilesa, which is waiting for the opportunity to arise. So this latent or dormant form of kilesa, given opportunity, will turn into priyutana kilesa. So Buddha have given ways to abandon these three stages of kilesa defilements. So one should be mindful. Having mindfulness, one can remove these kilesa defilements. So virabhaya can be overcome by refraining from misconduct. So it is called viriti bahana. One abstains from such misconduct, saying viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. So by this way, you make vow in order to abstain and refrain from such misconduct. So Saraji gives example. Just as you have to avoid the kind of place where contagious illnesses are breaking out, in the same way, you must prevent kilesa defilements from arising. So in order to avoid kilesa defilements from arising, one needs to be mindful. Having mindfulness, one can prevent these kilesa from defilements. Even though one is preventing the kilesa defilements, it may arise from time to time, and when the kilesa arise, one should cure it right away by being mindful. So Saraji give example. Fire should be prevented, and if the fire breaks out, one should immediately put out the fire. So in the same way, one should prevent kilesa defilements from arising, and if the defilements arise, one should cure it right away by being mindful. So priyutana kilesa, obsessive form of defilements, should be prevented by mindfulness, and if it arises, it should be cured by mindfulness. So there are also latent and dormant form of defilements. Latent and dormant form of defilements should be removed by vipassana. By practicing vipassana, one can weaken the latent or dormant form of defilements. So when one develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, one can weaken latent or dormant form of defilement. And when the person's vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, become matured, the person will gain riya panya, supramundane knowledge, and this supramundane knowledge can uproot latent and dormant form of defilements. So Buddha prescribed three kinds of sikha, three kinds of trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, in order to remove all three stages of kilesa defilements, so that people who dislike sufferings will be able to overcome the root cause of suffering, which are the kilesa defilements. Among the three stages of kilesa defilements, the gross form of defilements are transgressive defilements. They are the worst. So the most gross form of defilements, vitekama kilesa, they are the worst, and they are called bayavira. These unwholesome deeds are called bayavira, and they can only be removed and abandoned by Sotapatti Magga, the first path knowledge. So by attaining Sotapatti Magga, one can totally abandon these unwholesome deeds. So by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can attain Sotapatti Magga. One will reach this stage where one can totally abandon such misconduct. So by abandoning such wholesome deeds, one will be free from enmity totally. By observing, by fulfilling Lokiya Sila, mundane morality, mundane concentration, and mundane knowledge cannot uproot this Bayavira. So this Bayavira, the transgressive form, should totally be removed by Sotapatti Magga. But in order to refrain from such misconduct, one should observe morality. I refrain from killing. I refrain from stealing. So in this way, one should refrain and abstain from such misconduct. So in order to refrain from such misconduct, one should observe morality. And by practicing morality, one can abstain from such misconduct, and one will become a possessor of morality. So it is a good habit to observe morality, to refrain from such misconduct. And the person who is able to observe sila, the person who is able to abstain from such misconduct, will gain benefit. So these bayavira are the misconduct, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying. If one fails to refrain from such thing, one will be having this bayavira. So by being refraining from such misconduct, one can become a possessor of sila, possessor of morality. So there are two kinds in order to refrain. One should control oneself so that others will not be hurt. So these five kinds of misconduct are shameful, shame-worthy, and frightening, because these misconduct are behavior that are inferior. So one should know that one should be shameful and fearful from committing these misconduct. So there is an example, an iron ball which is dirty with feces excrement, one will not want to touch it because one will feel disgusted. And the other iron ball is red hot. One will not want to touch it with fear because it is very hot. So in the same way, one should have moral shame and moral fear from doing these misconduct which are inferior. One should refrain from misconduct regarding one's own reputation. One should be shameful and fearful from doing such misconduct. So by refraining from these misconduct, one's reputation will not, one's reputation will go up by being refrained from such misconduct. So being refrained from such misconduct, one develops hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear. So this hiri otapa is called sukha dhamma, the white dhamma. So it is compared to white color. White color repels heat. It does not absorb heat. So in the same way, having hiri otapa present, one will repel, one will not absorb these misconduct. And this hiri otapa, moral shame and moral fear, are also called lokapala. They are guardian dhamma. They are guarding, protecting, so that this world will not be destroyed or ruined. So, knowing that such misconduct are inferior, one will have moral shame and moral fear from doing misconduct, and one will refrain from it. That's why hiri otapa is called lokapala. It guards and protects the world. So, if the person does not accept kilesa defilements from entering, then one will be able to refrain from such misconduct. So having moral shame and moral fear, one refrains from misconduct, and this person will become a true human. His or her reputation will shine. His or her quality will shine because of being able to refrain from misconduct based on moral shame and moral fear. Because this hiri and otapa can make the person shine with morality, virtue, it is called deva dhamma. Hiri otapa is called deva dhamma. In other words, hiri otapa is also called sukha dhamma and also lokapala dhamma. It guards and protects the world so that it will not be ruined. And also it is called deva dhamma. It makes the person shine with virtue and morality. So in order to be free from enmity and danger, one should refrain. One should have control on oneself so that one is also said to be protecting others from being hurt. It is said, two at a blow. By controlling oneself, others will not get hurt. At the time of doing dana, one overcomes a extreme form of lobha, dosa, moha. One offers dana with mitta, loving kindness. So this person has patience, forgiveness, consideration, and compassion towards others. Having mitta, wishing the welfare of others, one also have compassion. If one does not want to be hurt, others do not want to be hurt. So one have consideration and compassion towards others. So one wants to protect others from being hurt. So by refraining from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, and lying, others will not be hurt and others will be well and happy. They will not have physical or mental suffering. So by protecting others from being hurt, one automatically controls oneself. So this is the basic of Buddhist culture. It is said that anavaja sukha vipaka lakana, this wholesome deed has the characteristic of bringing a good benefit, and it can also make the mind purified, gentle. It will be free from burning. It is lovable and gentle. So this is the true Buddhist culture. This is the true culture and true essence of a human. By refraining from such misconduct, this person will not meet bhayavira. This person will not have fear or danger or enmity in this life as well as in the future. And such person will not have mental suffering. Such person will not have physical pain or suffering, because the person can overcome, the person can remove bhayavira. And there will not be domnasa, dissatisfaction. So by being free from bhayavira, there are a lot of benefits. In this way, the person who can refrain from misconduct, bhayavira will also be removed. So one can compare one experience with this. So this is the basic culture, which is very good and satisfying. Having compassion, consideration towards others, one does not make others to be afraid. The person who can perform this vatu dana, amisa dana, the person who is able to perform a material offering, is able to do abhaya dana, offering fearlessness to others. Amisa dana, offering material things, is supporting, helping others so that they will get what they need. So this amisa dana, material offering, does not have to do with morality. But most of the people think that a person who donates a lot is good in morality. They think that one has fulfilled one's duty by donating, offering. And most of the people are most interested in offering, donating only. So they are not putting emphasis on practicing morality. they are giving more priority to support others with material things. They do not much understand that one should protect others suffering by body. One should protect others' physical and mental suffering by controlling oneself. Even if they understand, they are not giving priority to observe precepts or morality. So by practicing morality, one is said to be protecting others from being hurt, both physically and mentally. So by observing sila, it is quite satisfying. Yogis who are here, you are not just observing 5 precepts, but you are observing 8 precepts. So you are practicing the basic culture. So you are having a good beginning. Having a good beginning can also lead to a good end, a good successful end. So you have done a good beginning by practicing 8 precepts, but you still need to go on to practice so as to overcome and uproot Priyutana Kilesa. So Saraji will continue to explain how to practice in order to overcome and uproot these Kilesa defilements. Sadhu, sadhu.